This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, yeah, the energy. Can you feel it? All right, let's see. Let's get rid of that one. Let's see if we got another one. All right, this one's a little more of a classic energy, at least. Andy, I don't know if you know this about me, but I have no patience for bump music. Like, it's got a bang, it's got a hit. This whole thing that, like, we don't know what's coming. I mean, this is a great song, but it's just not... There we go.
That's better. Do you know the whole thing? I actually wanted a specific type of music, and then I got poo-pooed on it, so I had to go back to this. So it's fine.
No. What did you want?
I wanted rap. I wanted hip hop. I wanted a little bit more. You know, I wanted a little more energy to the show. So I'm a rap and hip hop guy. So I was looking for that, but I got overruled. So it is where it is.
Oh yeah.
We digress.
No, we're digressing big time right now. Hold on, getting my computer machine working. Let's click on that.
You don't need that.
No, we do. We do. Trust me, we do. Let's see. Let's get that. I got to let the ad go. All right, let's skip that.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. See, Sparky, listen to this. We're going to take over the Wisconsin Sports Daily at this point.
My Detroit players, it's in my hooligans in Brooklyn. All right. This is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. My name is Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder, joined by the host of Pack a Day Radio, Pack a Day Podcast, Pack a Day of Delicious Point Root Beer. I don't know.
That's Snack a Day.
Oh, Snack a Day. Ooh, I like that too. He is Andy Herman. Andy, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me, Mitch. Always a pleasure.
You feel better now?
I do feel much better. Much better.
Yes. I'm a hip-hop guy, too. I oftentimes end up playing my own bump music, as we know, because for another day. The day that is today, though, is the day that we get into our first epic shouting match fight. And I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm so excited for this. Are you excited?
I am very excited.
Are we about to go Cena Rhodes on each other? Or what's
good? Well, let's go. Let's do it.
All right.
Which one? Wait, who's who?
I'm probably Cena.
Okay.
I'm from Boston. I'm a little bit of a bad guy. You're a good guy.
I'm more of a face than a heel. But exactly. You saw me on social media. I can be a heel every once in a while.
Well, you did tweet out 2 days ago. Imagine thinking Josh Jacobs, Tucker Kraft, Luke Musgrave, Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, and Romeo Doubs isn't enough weapons. Couldn't be me. And then in parentheses, I'm all for still getting a field stretcher by any means necessary. So, Andy, I don't think that's enough weapons.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
And it's a lot of good players. Josh Jacobs is great. Tucker Kraft probably will be great. We expect him to be great. I would say he's not great yet. After that, you have a lot of good. And good is nice. Good is cute. Good is fine. But good doesn't win championships. Great wins championships. And I'm not sure there's enough great there.
Okay. I think this is a very fun conversation. I had a feeling we might talk about this today, so I'm very, very excited about it. Here's the first thing that I want to say. I am in no way, shape, or form saying that, A, I would not have been a fan of Green Bay going out and getting a big-time playmaker. You can certainly make the argument for it. I think the more that you can add to Jordan Love's arsenal, I think, is a very good thing. I don't think that's a bad thing. I also think that a couple things. One, I think this is a good group of players. I think we've gone so far in the opposite direction that we've swung into a place where it's like, oh, Green Bay can't score enough. Like, this is a team that before the final few weeks of the season, where once again, Jordan got banged up, and obviously Christian, you know, went down a little bit towards the end as well, but was throwing up 30-point games back to back to back to back to back, five consecutive 30-plus point games. Like, they were still putting up a really good amount of points week to week. They were one of the best offenses in football. We don't need to go full stat nerd, but they were one of the best DVOA offenses in all of football last year, and they did it with primarily these wide receivers. And then you just start going like down the, like, which of these wide receivers, you know, are like some of the highest paid ones, right? Justin Jefferson not winning a bunch of playoff games so far. Jamar Chase not winning a bunch of playoff games so far. There are some. AJ Brown, certainly. You guess what? He just won a Super Bowl. That's good. Mike Evans won one, although, you know, that's a Tom Brady offense, very stacked. They had everything kind of going for him, but you know, he did. But like, you look at some of these top wide receivers, and it has not exactly been a recipe for going out and winning Super Bowls or being one of the, you know, some of the best teams in the league. And I'll add on top of that is there is not this 1A formula of if this, then this in the NFL. If only you have a, you know, a one wide receiver plus a two and then a slot guy and then this, you're going to be a Super Bowl contender, whatever. Like there are a variety of different ways to going out and attacking this thing and being a very good football team. And I just think if you look at the whole with what Matt LaFleur brings as a play caller, with what Josh Jacobs brings as a running back, with, I think, this offensive line going to be improved with Aaron Banks as a huge, I think, a pretty significant upgrade from Josh Myers. And then you still have a Jayden Reed, who I think is now, again, underrated based off of, yes, he had some drops last year. He'll clean it up. Dontayvion Wicks, I think, is now, again, swung in an underrated category. I think Dobbs is who he is, and he's a good player. Fine, you know, whatever. But then you add in a Tucker Kraft. I think still some upside here for Luke Musgrave. Like, I still think that this is a offense that has a lot of pieces that you can win with, that you can mix and match with. Is it the ideal 1A offense in the world? No, it's not. But I think they can absolutely win with this. And I think we've gone so far in the opposite direction of, oh my God, they don't have a 1A guy. So this, like, they have plenty of playmakers, and Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love are going to know how to use them.
Andy Herman joining us on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. My question then is this a tweet in response to fans wanting to sign one of those free agents or make a trade for someone who was specifically available in this offseason? Or is it more of a general tweet about how good these players together can be for the Packers? Because I will agree with you on the first part, maybe not the second part. I agree that at the end of the day, maybe Devontae's deal was the best deal that was signed from a team's standpoint. But for most of the rest of the deals, it did not really make sense for the Packers to be involved in those talks. But I would still go back to my original point of this group in a vacuum, I just don't think is good enough for them to win at the level we want them to win at.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, and I think, again, a big piece of that tweet was the bottom piece of it, which nobody reads because they just see the first part, and that right. I would still do everything I can to go get a field-stretching wide receiver.
Which they absolutely need, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, because they don't have that, and I think it's such an important piece of this arsenal. So that piece of it I still think is very huge, and I don't know where you get that at this point. You might need to get creative with it in some way, and whether that's via the draft or a trade, or because there's no free agents that are left that are going to help you in that regard. So right. I do think that you have to be creative, but I think the tweet was more in response to the over-aggressive swing in the opposite direction, where like we go so far in these off seasons where like either hope springs eternal or we're so incredibly doomed and there's no way in between, where coming off of 2023, and I get there's now like the tweets out there. I think Brett Coleman said something to the effect of, oh, is this now Green Bay's fifth number one wide receiver? Like nobody was saying that, but what everyone was saying last year was like, oh man, you look at Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs and Dontavian Wicks and Jaden Reed, and you look at all these players, Tucker Kraft, Luke Musgrave, look at all the upside that they have at that wide receiver position. They're paying them nothing, and you just really kind of need one of them or maybe one to two that really take that next step, and you're just like loaded at wide receiver for the foreseeable future. And then 2024 comes and nobody takes a step forward. More people take a step back, and mostly you kind of get just the status quo and it kind of gets a little bit stagnant. And now we're all of a sudden in the opposite direction of, oh my goodness, like they don't have wide receivers. This team is so mid, like they're not going to be able to make any plays. And we forget that this was still one of the best offenses in football with primarily this group of weapons this past year. And my point being here is, again, if this ends up being the defense that they need a pass rusher, I'll say that. But like, this was a top 10 defense a season ago. If this offense just gets a little bit back on track, I don't think the last three games were indicative of where this team is offensively. I think they're a much better offense than they played against Minnesota, Chicago, and Philly in those final three games. If Jordan Love is healthy, if the offensive line is improved, hopefully, I mean, I'm not holding my breath on this, but hopefully the special teams can be a little bit better. Certainly having Brandon McManus for the full year will help. I think there are ways to improve this team where even if the wide receiver and weapon group kind of stay status quo, you can still be a extremely good football team. You just need some of those things to kind of hit in your direction with some of these young players. Whether they will or not, that remains to be seen, but there's still a lot of talent in this weapon room.
Andy Herman joining us here on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan, and on the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. I want to get like a whole group of room of people chanting that and like play it every time we say the free Odyssey app. You hit the button and it's like AUDACY, just so everybody knows.
I'm in.
Yeah, I knew I could count on you. Andy, So you mentioned it just real briefly there, and I want to kind of pick out something you just said. What percent do you really think Jordan Love was at last year following a week one injury and then re-injuries throughout the season? And how much does it help, you know, again, that list of guys that we talked about that I'm not sure are good enough, but if Jordan Love is better, if Jordan Love is healthier, how much does it make all of them better?
It's everything. I mean, there's no two ways around it. Like, if you have the version of Jordan Love that we saw at the end of 2023, that looked like every single time the ball left his hand, something good was going to happen. I mean, we got to that point. I think people forget, end of 2023, it was literally to the point where every single time the ball panned down the field, like, you know, yep, another guy's open and Jordan Love's hitting him for a huge gain. Like, it was really impressive. And, you know, we were starting to see signs of, like, this could be the next really great thing in Green Bay. And then he immediately has the MCL injury, and then he gets a groin injury, and he gets another injury after that. And it's just like, I don't know that we ever saw fully healthy Jordan Love. And I wish maybe I would have asked the question better, because I asked Goody, I think it was Goody at the end of the year in the press conference, of, you know, just how healthy was Jordan this past year. And he punted on it and said that's a better question for Jordan, et cetera. I wish I would have asked it a little bit differently. But I think to me that's the ultimate answer here and the ultimate question. And which version of Jordan we see, I think this is really the version of Jordan that we see this year is going to shape this franchise for the next 4 to 5 years to come. If we see Jordan get back to the version we saw at the end of 2023, and that was the real Jordan, it changes the entire trajectory of this franchise. You have a legitimate top 10 quarterback, and maybe even better than that, on your hands that can be a driver of what gets you to a Super Bowl. If it's the version that we saw last year, regardless of whether it was due to injuries or not, if that's the Jordan Love that we see to some real capacity, you have to surround him with a lot more talent for him to be able to get to that point. The defense is going to have to be a top five defense, probably. The weapons are going to need to be better. It can't just be Wicks and Dobbs and Reed. You're going to probably need somebody to carry it a little bit more that can do the heavy lifting after the catch and things like that. So I think it completely changes it. I think he was probably, I don't know, 75-80% of himself last year. Did not look anything like he did at the end of 2023. And just really quick, Mitch, the last thing I'll say here is there was stuff at the end of 2023 that happened that you cannot fake. That Dontavian Wicks play against Dallas, where he's checking to a call earlier in the year to make sure that the protection is right, identifying the defense with hard count, making sure that he backpedals enough so he can get the throw off that he needs to get off, and then throwing an absolute dime to Wicks in the back. Like, that is not stuff that you can fake. It's not stuff like, oh, he just got lucky through a streak. Like, that is big time Pro Bowl caliber, all pro caliber stuff that he showed. Now just the question is, can he do it again, and can he do it consistently? That's the next step for Jordan. Like I said, it changes the complete trajectory of this team depending on which version you get.
Follow Andy Herman on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. Andy, you got any NCAA bracket upsets for me?
We talked about a little bit with Tommy this morning. McNeese State is the big one that I'm going to be looking at. I think that 12-5 with Clemson, I think they're a really fun team. They play with a ton of energy. There's a little bit of Dunk City to them. Like, you know, listen, Clemson's a good team, but that's definitely one that I'm looking at. And no, I think I'm still looking at Wisconsin to get to that Sweet 16. I think Marquette can win that first round matchup. So I like the matchups overall. And then I'm looking at the women's side too. UWGB gets Alabama. So looking forward to that matchup as well.
And is that one in Tuscaloosa?
It's not in Bama, so it's not like that's a big thing. Like, I think the fact that they got a 12 is actually super complimentary for them. Yep. And I think the fact that they don't actually have to play in Alabama is super is great for them as well. I still think Bama's going to probably win that, but I like this a lot for GB.
Yeah. When is that game?
It is Saturday. So nice. Saturday, I think midday is when that one is. So looking forward to that as well.
Awesome. I will add that to my calendar of must-watch March Madness situations. Andy, I know you got Mr. Mom duties going on, so go have at it. And make sure everybody to listen to Pack-A-Day Radio Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Who do you got on tomorrow morning?
We got Mike Spofford, Packers.com, coming on tomorrow. So really looking forward to that conversation.
Nice. And I just talked to Wes Hodd. So, you know, we got Packers.com covered, you know, from sideline to sideline here at The Fan.
I can't wait. Thanks so much, Mitch. I always appreciate you a ton. And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Andy Herman, you are the absolute best. Thanks so much for jumping on today.
Love that. See you, man.
You bet.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.